It's day two of Wimbledon. Let's check in with sports correspondent Tom Perrotta, who joins us from the All England Club. And Tom, we're going to give just two results with spoiler alert, so heads up to people on that. But first, you've been writing in the Wall Street Journal about new faces in women's tennis.
Well, there's a lot of young women coming up now around the age of 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, who are really playing well, and it's a talent influx that the women's game is really needed. There was one woman in the final of the French Open, Simona Halep, who put on a great performance, lost in three sets to Maria Sharapova, but there are many, many others. And people who watch women's tennis have been waiting this for a long time. Serena and Venus Williams have been on top for years, and it's finally we're seeing some new people who look like they could be champions.
Well, but one of the new faces you're watching, that of 21-year-old American Sloane Stephens. She's the African-American from Florida. Her father was a football player. She lost yesterday. Now, one loss is not a conclusion, but does this maybe underscore that, some of these people are very young and maybe not quite ready?
Yeah, we're going to have to see about all that stuff. That was a surprising, a tough loss for Stephens. It's the first time she's ever lost to anyone ranked lower than her at a Grand Slam tournament in her career. Yeah, they're going to need time. They're going to need seasoning. But I think what stands out about a lot of these women is that they seem to be embrace that moment a little bit better than the women who were about 3, 4, 5 years older than them, who haven't quite been able to challenge the best players in the game.
Well, you're also watching the 20-year-old Canadian Eugenie Bouchard, 18-year-old American Taylor Townsend, who won raves in Paris, and another American, 19-year-old Madison Keys. What do you like about all of them?
Well, Bouchard really probably has the most, right now, seems to have the most potential of anyone in that generation because she's super, super competitive. She's big, athletic. She has powerful serve, weapons everywhere else, and just seems to really shine, in the moment and wants to be great. And Keys has one of the biggest serves in the game already at 19, and she has a lot of firepower and really has done great on grass. She won a grass court tournament over the weekend, which I think was her first title, and she looks great. And Townsend is a throwback player who's really interesting. She likes to volley, and she has a lot of touch, but she's left-handed, and she has a big forehand, a lot of character and personality on the court, and she has some seasoning to go. Her ranking's lower right now, but mainly it's that they all seem to have a lot of presence.
Well, and all of them are playing right now, so we know people want to watch the results at night, and we'll let you do that. But we're going to give one result right now, spoiler alert, because we want to talk about Agnieszka Radwanska. Now, you point out she's slightly older than the women we've been talking about. She's all of 25, from Poland. She won today, and you call her the most creative woman in tennis. Why?
I think she might be the most creative player in tennis, not just most creative woman in tennis. She's very delicate, small, doesn't have a lot of power, and her hands are really amazing. She has great drop shots and touch. She's good around the net, and she routinely hits shots that look like magic tricks. It's just the way she is. And she, she grew up in Poland learning from her father, didn't really train, at an academy like a lot of players do, so really has a much different game, and it's really fun to watch.
Well, so keep your eye on Agnieszka Radwanska from Poland. Well, we've been looking at the women, but a quick look at the men. Again, and while we're in spoiler alert territory, Roger Federer also won today. How did he look?
He looked great. He won very easily. He says he feels fit. He's moving really well, hitting the ball clean, and he's going to be in the running here. And if he wins, it would be his 8th at Wimbledon, and it would be his 18th for his career, which is, already an all-time record.
Sports correspondent Tom Perrotta at Wimbledon, which is in day two today. Tom, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Robin, yesterday on the show, we spoke with the mayor of Louisville, Kentucky. I'm saying that right, not Louisville. And we asked people for strange names or strange pronunciations of names of cities and towns.
So much fun.
A lot of people had some suggestions. Leah said Pierre, South Dakota. How did we forget to mention Pierre,
it's not Pierre.
Dakota? It's not Pierre. No.
Right. Well, Susie in Oklahoma writes about Miami. They have, it looks like Miami, but it's Miami.
In Oklahoma.
In Oklahoma. So if you have others, we'll make a list. We'll put it at hereandnow.org because they're just so much fun.